You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices. We are here with Bob Eye from Fox 56.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great because you know why?
Why?
Love the Olympics. Watched the Olympics, felt pride in being an American.
Yes.
Watched the hockey games, men and women. And I know we're going to touch base on later and hear some from some of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins about it, but we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. I know you want to start off today with high school basketball championship game predictions, Bob.
We'll talk about some games. I'll make some predictions if you want, because we're not covering games anymore live, so I really have no stake in it.
Okay.
District 4, 2, and 11 all winding down their district's championships. So we're not going to talk about every game, boys and girls. We're going to hit some of the games that are going to be Friday and Saturday. We'll go to District 4 first on the boys' side, 4A. Lewisburg's going to take on Montoursville. Both of those teams play in the Pennsylvania Heartland Conference, Division 2. Lewisburg finished first, Montoursville second. They played twice during the regular season. Lewisburg won both. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be tonight. Friday night at 7:30 at Shikellamy.
Okay.
Now, Lewisburg won district title in 2017 and 2022.
Mm-hmm.
They're maybe the better team. Montoursville is getting back to the state playoffs for the first time since 2021. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for their first district title since 2018. So two good teams there. Both teams headed to the states. And that is 4A boys.
Mm-hmm.
I like Lewisburg already. We had them on the air. I think they're the better all-around team. I like Montoursville, too, maybe in the states. Now, funny, whoever loses that game
mm-hmm.
will play Valley View in the first round of states.
Oh. Okay.
So that will be starting March 6th. The other game is AAA, mm-hmm. and that's Warrior Run and Southern Columbia.
Okay.
Both Division III teams in the PHAC, and they played through the year. Warrior Run won twice this year. But Warrior Run is a very senior-oriented team, a lot of really good players. And right now, Southern Columbia and Nate Gallagher is their leading scorer. He has to have a big game.
And what year is he, by the way?
Nate, junior or senior, I forget.
Okay.
Okay. But the Warrior Run team, the defenders, all seniors.
Yeah.
Been playing together for a long time, led by Shea Ulmer and Cam Citron and a couple other players on there. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'll take Warrior Run just because they're the favorite and they're the top seed. But both of those teams then will get back into states.
Okay.
Tonight, on Friday, at 4 o'clock, Mountain View will take on Wyoming Seminary. That's girls double A.
Okay.
Girls 6A, Scranton, the number 2 seed, will take on Hazleton. And then at 8 o'clock, Crestwood boys will take on Abington.
Okay.
So I'll take Wyoming. That Mountain View-Wyoming Seminary game is going to be very good. Mountain View's been there before.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Kramer girl, who's very good. Wyoming Seminary has Ellen Stamball, who's going actually to Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be a toss-up type game. Sem's the top seed. Mountain View has it. I'll take Sem a little bit, but I think by a nidge. Hazleton and Scranton, you got to take Hazleton, one of the best teams in the state, 23-2 coming in.
Right.
And in the boys, I've seen Crestwood, I've seen Abington. I'm going to take Abington in that one in a low-scoring game. Mm. So we'll call that. On Saturday, then, you can get back up early, go back down to the Mohegan Arena, KC Plaza. Starts out with Holy Redeemer and Dunmore Girls at noon. That is AAA. I'll take Dunmore in that. They're playing really, really good. They have some really good players with Kerry Toomey's team.
Okay.
Of course, they won the state title about 4 years ago. So, you know, they have a great program.
Mm-hmm.
Boys AA, then Susquehanna takes on the defending champs Old Forge at 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Old Forge. Boys 4A, very compelling game. Scranton Prep and Dallas boys at 4 o'clock. That's a toss-up to me. I'm not going to – I like both teams.
Yeah.
Dallas is an upstart team. The top seed Prep's playing pretty good, tough schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pick that game. I think that's a toss-up. Then to girls, 5A. North Pocono, the number 3 seed, who upset the number 2 seed, Dallas, is going to take on the defending champs in Crestwood.
Okay.
We saw Crestwood on the air. We've seen both teams on WQMY this year.
Yeah.
Crestwood has a couple Division I players. Very good. Gallagher's a point guard coming back. That's at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And North Pocono.
Okay.
Joe Ferguson has done a great job with them. A very talented team, young and some experience, but they're playing really good basketball. So I asked him what he thought about playing Crestwood on Saturday night.
Okay, let's hear from Joe Ferguson.
I think, you know, any game we go into, we try to play our game, you know, and our game is going to be, we're going to defend you. We're going to box you out. We're going to play tough. We're going to rebound. We're going to work to get the best shot possible. Crestwood, you know, when I look at them on film, I just say, wow. What a handful. Crestwood, I mean, just so many weapons. Gallagher is a great player. But again, they have 5 kids that can play. And she has one or two coming off the bench, and they play as a team. So it's going to be a handful. It's going to be a challenge.
All right. So, Bob, there is one more game at the arena, right?
Yeah, that's boys 6A. You have the 3-seed Delaware Valley who upset Williamsport and the top seed Wilkes-Barre who beat Hazleton. Both of those teams looking for their first district title in a long time.
Okay. I know we wanted to talk about some hockey.
Yeah, USA Hockey,
yes.
Right? We kind of touched on it.
Right.
So I went to the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. I got two guys who are American that play for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, Rucker McGroarty, Phil Kemp. Okay. Asked them when they watched the game and what they felt after about the USA winning.
Let's hear from them.
We have a lot of Canadians on our team, but the Americans were juiced. It was an unbelievable game, probably the coolest sporting event I've ever watched. And I'm extremely proud to be American, and I'm really happy for those guys and for them to win gold for their country.
What does it say about USA Hockey where it stands?
It speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. But to win the women's gold and the men's gold, it's really incredible.
Yeah, a couple guys didn't talk to me for a 24-hour grace period. Some guys were really frustrated, Tanner Howe included. Those guys, honestly, they're still not happy, and it's honestly a really touchy subject. And that's not even a joke. Like it's a really touchy subject right now. So. The Americans are trying to be quiet about it and be respectful of the Canadians.
All right. Well, the Americans are trying to be respectful.
That's tough because even the USA team, they had to come back and play.
Yeah.
Their goalie plays for Winnipeg, the USA, right? So, I mean, he's got to go up to Canada. But remember, America hasn't won it in 46 years.
Right.
Give us something, please. Give us something, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The men and women, phenomenal for USA Hockey. I mean, I think that leads us into a story that was on WVIA, right?
Indeed. Teddy Richards, who was a Wilkes-Barre native, was one of the equipment managers for the men's team.
Yeah.
And he worked for the Penguins for quite a while. So you can read Cat Bolas' story on our website, WVIA.org. Bob, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Folks, we will see you next week.